From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carl Castle. The leaders of North America are meeting for a quick summit today in Guadalajara, Mexico. President Obama, Mexican President Felipe Calderon, and Canadian Prime Minister Stephen Harper are expected to discuss trade, security, and recovery from the global recession. Michael O'Boyle has a report from Mexico City.
In a 45-minute meeting with President Obama on Sunday, Mexico's leader Felipe Calderon pressed for a quick resolution to the dispute keeping Mexican truckers off U.S. highways. U.S. Teamsters and their allies in Congress argue that Mexican trucks are unsafe. Their opposition has kept the U.S. from keeping up its commitments under the North American Free Trade Agreement. Mexico responded earlier this year by slapping billions of dollars in tariffs on U.S.-made goods. U.S. officials say they are working to resolve the dispute. Today, North America's leaders will try to steer clear of other thorny trade and immigration issues. Their talks will focus on preparations to minimize an expected wave of new swine flu cases this fall, as well as regional efforts to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. For NPR News, I'm Michael O'Boyle in Mexico City.
Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is in Congo to push democracy in the war-devastated country. The UN Refugee Agency reports attacks in the Democratic Republic of Congo by the Ugandan rebel group, the Lord's Resistance Army, or LRA, have been growing in number and ferocity over the past few months. Thousands of terrorized civilians in northeastern Congo have been fleeing their villages to escape these brutal attacks. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
The UN Refugee Agency says attacks by the Lord's Resistance Army has forced about 12,500 Congolese civilians from their homes in the past month. Spokesman Andre Mahechich says the number of rebel attacks has gone up from 23 in May to an unprecedented 55 in July.
Since September 2007, the LRA has killed 1,273 people and abducted 655 children and 1,427 adults. Many women have been raped by the rebels and their households looted and torched.
Mahechich says most of the victims are unable to return home. They sleep in schools and churches with family and friends. He says not enough aid can be delivered because of insecurity and poor roads. For NPR News, I'm Lisa Schlein in Geneva.
Hawaii is preparing for Tropical Storm Felicia. The storm is rapidly weakening as it moves toward the islands. Felicia has been downgraded to a tropical storm with maximum sustained winds of 50 miles an hour with higher gusts. It is expected to weaken even more before hitting Hawaii late today. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 17 points to 93.53. The Nasdaq is down 1 point to 19.99, and the S&P 500 down 1 point to 10.10. This is NPR News. In the latest sign of trouble in the commercial real estate market, McGuire Property says it cannot pay the mortgages on $1 billion worth of office buildings. NPR's Chris Arnold reports.
McGuire is one of the largest office building owners in Southern California. It says for seven of those buildings, its loans are facing imminent default, and it's handing control of them over to its creditors.
Again, you're going to see many more stories like this.
Pat Newport is a housing economist at IHS Global Insight. He says the commercial real estate sector is in big trouble right now. Like many homeowners, many real estate companies borrow too much against their properties, and they just overbuilt.
Too many buildings were put up, too many hotels. Stores, malls, and also there was a price bubble in the market that was just as big as a housing bubble.
So many of these buildings are worth less than what the companies owe on them. That's why so many companies are defaulting. And all that's going to put a drag on construction and the economy over the next year. Chris Arnold, NPR News.
According to budget documents and agency records, the Obama administration plans to do even less environmental cleanup than the often criticized Bush administration. The documents and records show that in President Obama's first 2 years in office, the Environmental Protection Agency expects to begin the final phase of cleanup at fewer Superfund sites than in any administration since 1991. The EPA estimates it will finish work at 20 sites in 2009 and 22 sites in 2020. During the Bush administration, the agency completed 38 sites a year on average. I'm Carl Castle, NPR News in Washington.